If there is anyone in the world who attracts as much attention and spectacle as President Donald Trump, it's possibly India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Modi Show is back in the USA. It's on the road for the first in-person meeting between India's Modi and President Trump. The Prime Minister is expected to try to establish a personal rapport with the president while discussing trade, energy, and counterterrorism policy. And these are all tough issues right now. Joining us to discuss Prime Minister Modi's visit to D.C. is Tanvi Madan, director of the India Project at the Brookings Institution. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, John. Hello.
So, Tanvi, how would you rate Modi's concern about Trump actually being a good friend as he gets ready for a first face-to-face meeting with this new president, very different from Barack Obama?
I think he's waiting to find out, and that's one of the reasons to make this visit. There have been some questions in India about the timing of the visit, whether he should be even doing one right now. But I think he's a big believer in the power of personal diplomacy. And he will be partly trying to assess how much interest the president has in India, what he thinks of India and where it fits into his strategy, American strategy, but also want to get a sense of what he thinks about issues like China and Pakistan, which are important to India. I think the one other thing worth mentioning is that he does know that President Trump, despite some recent criticism of India on climate change, he's generally had fairly positive things to say about India. He's been there as well back in 2014, and he's had positive things to say about Prime Minister Modi as well.
From your analysis, you know, there's plenty on the record from President Trump talking about terrorism, about the relationship with China, about defense and energy sales in the Pacific. Would you say that any of that, and Afghanistan and Pakistan, not put too fine a point on it, I mean, is any of that policy already bumping up against concerns of India even before the meeting starts?
I think on Afghanistan, Pakistan, there's very much kind of a sense of wonder or kind of wondering what the review that the administration is undertaking in terms of U.S. policy there, what that's going to mean for the U.S. role there, but also how the U.S. sees Pakistan. On terrorism, I think what Prime Minister Modi wants to see, and there's some concern about, is does the administration more broadly, but the president more specifically, take a global view of terror, that there has to be counterterrorism action against not just groups like the Haqqani Network that are attacking U.S. and Afghan interests in Afghanistan, but also Pakistan-based terror groups that are attacking India. So he'll want to know that it's global view of terrorism, not just ISIS, not just the Haqqani Network, but also on these other groups. So there have been some concerns. I think the more defense and security cooperation has been going fairly well, even in the first 6 months of the Trump administration, it's the economic side that there have been more frictions on.
Modi apparently wants drones from Donald Trump, which is the defense part. Is there a real extent to which India and the U.S. can reconcile this $30.8 billion trade deficit with the U.S.? There are lots of projects that Modi has always wanted to do. And finally, just to button it up here, Ken Juster has been appointed to replace Richard Verma as the ambassador to India. How's that playing in Delhi?
So on the defense side, I think, you know, this is an area which is win-win for both sides. India has gone from buying about contracts worth $1 billion in 2008 in terms of defense purchases from the U.S. to $15 billion more recently. And so this is an area that American defense companies, particularly those that are producing here, think is a major area of cooperation. The Indians have been wanting this, the approval for this drone sale, and it looks like it's coming through. It could mean anywhere from $2 billion to $3 billion of a sale for an American company. And so I think this is a win-win. Just very briefly, I think the Indians are kind of looking forward to, if Ken Juster is nominated and confirmed, they'll look forward to him. He's a known quantity, which is key for them at a time of many, many uncertainties.
All right. Well, an expectation of stability in the relationship between India and the United States as Narendra Modi meets Donald Trump. Tanvi Madan is director of the India Project at the Brookings Institution. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.